My Skin Carried the Ether. Written by Black Cat. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Naruto. She's out of arrows, but the top of the mountain is in sight. Wiping the blood from her mouth, Rin staggers up the last few feet of trail onto the plateau that crowns the peak. The paths from here aren't worn earth, but marble, pale and veined with gold. Stark contrast to the trail of bodies and lost souls Rin has left behind her. She can still feel their eyes, hear the whispering hisses of forgotten armies, their champions fallen at her hands. The adrenaline and leashed fury has left her shaking, and there's an edge of pain to each movement, the threat of exhaustion about to pull her down. But Rin keeps moving. No one thought she would make it this far, and even if she hasn't reached the temple yet, getting here feels like a victory all its own. Slinging her bow across her shoulder, still strung, on the edge of sacrilege maybe, but surely a warrior goddess will make allowances, Rin stumbles, catching herself on a column, and straightens, steadying her steps carefully. Her fingers feel raw from the bowstring, and her left hand feels like it's frozen around the hilt of her sword, but she shakes her hands out as she mounts the steps, grabs the bar of the great temple door and hulls it open with a cry of grim effort, every muscle burning. Inside the temple is dark stone and silver and crimson, every line perfect. It's a regal place, but warm, and the heat of the great fire washes over Rin like a welcome, fighting back the snow's chill. Here, the white marble turns to black, though the threads of gold remain. They twist together, shape strange signs and seals in the flagstone, and draw the eye toward the throne that waits, looming in the shadows. There's a goddess waiting too, watching Rin with violet eyes. "Lady Mito," Rin says, and takes a breath. Takes another, a third, until she's sure she isn't about to fall to her knees. "Warrior," Mito returns, and she's smiling, just a little. "You have fought your way up my mountain, where 100 before you have failed." Rin saw the bodies, faced the souls who didn't make it to the peak. She raises her chin, squares her shoulders. She knows precisely what she's managed, and she'll never let anyone take that from her. "Need drove me, my lady. The world falls to ruin, and I'm going to stop it." The goddess's laughter isn't mocking, but warm. She rises, descends the steps in a sweep of white and blue-green robes, the gold of her crown like fire in the darkness. Rin stands where she is as she approaches, because conquering the mountain gives her the right to stand instead of kneel, and Mito doesn't seem to mind. She's smiling when she reaches out, catching Rin's battered hands, and she gently, carefully, raises each one to her lips in turn. "The world of man," Mito says, amused. "And you would save them, even where your sisters failed?" Rin thinks of the boys from beyond the island, washed up on the shores, still clinging to each other, their desperation to return and help end the fighting. "I have to try," she says honestly. Mito's fingers brush the burns on her arms, the bloody scrapes, the cuts, and the pain fades. "You defeated my armies to make it here," she says. "Take them with you as you descend." She leans in, mouth curving, and it's challenge and temptation and benediction all at once. "Take my blessing as well." Her mouth is soft and forge fire hot, and tastes of blood and victory. And Rin kisses her back as if it's the last real thing in the world, as if she's never going to come up for air. The world is waiting to be conquered. 100 years of war ended where no one else has managed. Undead armies under Rin's command, the blessing of a war goddess in her head, and this one moment of immortality on her tongue and seared into her veins. "I have been forgotten," Mito murmurs against her lips, and her eyes are warm and faintly wicked. "Even other gods like Madara have forgotten me in the midst of their wars. Why don't we remind them why they shouldn't have, my sweet? Rin laughs, and it's as heady and hungry as victory. My goddess, she agrees, and Mito kisses her again. The end.